Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This week on the Why Israel Matters series, you won't want to miss the program called Undercover. Fascinating, one-of-a-kind peek into a very unique place that's right there in the heart of Jerusalem. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Cindy Matthews, who is the director of Liberty Counsel's Covenant Journey program that takes Christian college-age students to Israel. Cindy, you've been there. I've been there. This is a place. There's three different stories in each one of these episodes. And this week, that begins tomorrow, the undercover episode has a very unique person and a home, Miriam Siebenberg. And it's a home right there in the heart of Jerusalem. And it is very unique because it is unlike any other home, I think, in the entire world. It's literally on top of an archaeological find that is a couple of thousand years old.
That's true. Miriam is a very gracious lady who opens up her home to tourists and to groups such as ours to share this phenomenal unearthing of a gigantic museum right underneath her beautiful home. She welcomes you in her small little garden, and then you walk just a few feet down a few steps, walk through a door as though as you're walking into her home, and there before your eyes is the most phenomenal unearthing archaeological dig I have ever witnessed.
Wow, that sounds so intriguing. What kind of things are we going to see as we go down into her home?
You know, this is amazing because there are very few people who have had the opportunity to see this, and people who watch the Why Israel Matters series this week,
we're going to get a bird's eye view.
We'll be able to see it. So you'll see something that no one hardly ever gets a chance to see. What happened is back in the 1967 war, after that, when Jerusalem became unified, Miriam and her husband were some of the first families, I think the first three families that actually settled in that part of Jerusalem.
Yes, that is correct.
Wow.
And over the years, her husband thought there's got to be something important underneath our home. So long story short, he went through the process to get permission to dig under his home.
Wow.
He had to create a special retaining wall so that as he's digging out the material under the home, the mountain wouldn't collapse. And that's a story in itself. So all of this underneath, basically, is this incredible archaeological museum that was hand-dug, a little bucket by bucket, carried out by mules because you couldn't get equipment in there. And so when you walk in this room that Cindy's talking about, you'll see things going back to the Hasmonean period. This is before the time of Christ. You'll see wall that goes back over 2,000 years ago. You'll see this great, big, huge mikveh. So this place, because it had such a large mikveh there, this well of water, was probably, it could have well been a priestly home. It's all underneath the home. And when you walk through the house, every knickknack, remember that? Every
yes, like
little,
artifacts, like dishes and things
everything
like that.
Everything is
jewelry?
An archaeological piece found underneath
That's
the
amazing.
House. It's amazing.
There's water vessels that were used for the cleansing process. There's pottery. There's cookware. There's a beautiful ring that was found in the shape of a key, which was back in that time period was just for royalty, used for royalty. So that's why we feel like that's a very special.
Yeah, and the ring actually doubles as a key. It has like three little prongs on it.
This is so like a mystery
Miriam,
series.
As an Orthodox Jew, Miriam duplicated that ring into gold. The original one is iron, but she couldn't wear it 7 days a week because on the Sabbath, that would be considered a tool. But if you do it in gold, gold would not be strong enough to work as a key. So the duplicate that she wears is the duplicate of it in gold, the original one she has right there in her home
Wow.
as an iron ring. That's amazing. I mean,
oh, I can't wait to see this.
I mean, you go down underneath and you're going into like some massive basement, if you will. And it's probably 40 feet deep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You walk around everywhere and you can see all this amazing archaeological dig that can still be going in progress. And then you go upstairs and you look at all the knickknacks and they're all 2,000 plus year old findings from underneath. They go back to the time of Jesus, to the time of the Second Temple. And then when we go on top of the roof, what do you see when we get up there?
Wow. You have this most incredible, surreal view of Jerusalem. You see the hillsides of Bethlehem, and then you pan to your left, and there is now the Temple Mount, but where Solomon's temple
wow.
once stood. It's breathtaking.
So does she still live in this home with all these artifacts there?
It's the only place
like
in
museum.
The world. This place is priceless.
Wow.
It's the only place in the world where the home is also an active archaeological dig and a museum. And this is her home, because understand, this was her home with her and her husband. Her husband has since passed away. And they dug underneath it. So it's like having your home, and then you put up retaining walls, and you start digging underneath it.
Wow.
And you find these incredible archaeological finds.
So is this open to the public now that can come and tour? Or?
Only by invitation.
So this is a special view that we're getting
where general people from the public go. Now, when her husband was alive, she used to bring in, and he brought in other people on a larger scale to see this. But when her husband died, she went through a period of mourning, and so we were some of the first people after she came out, and that was a several-year period, to actually go down and see this again. So we can actually schedule our groups to go there, and we've actually been able to have the privilege of going there. So we contacted her, and the film crew went there. It is unbelievable. So we can't even begin to describe how amazing it is, but you're going to see that on Undercover. That begins tomorrow on TBN and airs this week. You can go to lc.org, click on the Why Israel Matters icon. That'll take you right to a webpage, and you can view it online if you miss any of the three different airings this week. It airs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, but again, after it airs Tuesday, you can watch it online. And also, Cindy, they can go back to any previous episode. This is now episode 10. There are 9 previous episodes. Episode 9 was called Rescuers. So if people missed that, what are they missing?
Oh, they missed the incredible opportunity to hear Smokey Simon, a 98-year-old, one of the founders of the Israeli Air Force. And he spends the next 10 or 15 minutes sharing what happened during the war of 1948.
He was part of the original Israeli Air Force in the Independence War of 1948.
That's incredible. Imagine if he lives until next year, he'll be, 99? Mm-hmm. And that'll be for the 70th anniversary of Israel.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Isn't that phenomenal?
As someone who actually was part of the founding of the IAF, who fought for the independence of Israel, to actually be able to celebrate the 70th birthday of the founding of modern Israel. So he's one of the people that is on the Rescuers. It's amazing, 98 years old. You'll see him on that one. You can go back and rewatch it. And then there's also like 3 segments. One of the segments is about a woman who's involved in helping people who are caught up in human trafficking.
That's correct. She actually opens up this sweet little shop. It's a nail shop, or at least that is what it appears to be from the front. And it's really just a ministry where she brings in the prostitutes off of the streets. Some of them are young women. Many of them are older women who are caught up, have no other means of income. So they sell their bodies for income. Mm. She loves on them. She washes their feet. We watch her as she takes these old, dirty, crusty feet and just ministers to them in foot washing. She does their nails. She feeds them. One little scene was where she was celebrating one of the older lady's birthday. They made her a birthday cake. Just actually bringing humanity back to life.
And she says this is where Jesus would be, ministering to these kinds of people. It's unbelievable. But, you know, we have an incredible series, Why Israel Matters. I encourage you to go to lc.org. And you can click on the Why Israel Matters icon. You can view all the previous episodes online. They are phenomenal. It's we've been told now it's one of the Trinity Broadcasting Network's top viewed action-oriented programs that has a call to action. It's one of the top,
thank you, God,
if not the top viewed program. So you're making that happen, but we're getting so many amazing responses. I encourage you to go to lc.org. You can also, when you click on that Why Israel Matters icon, you can download a free book called Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family, and you can order this amazing 240-page full-color book, Why Israel Matters. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.